And we return. It is today's Topical Currents Thursday edition. That means food and dining. Joseph Cooper here, along with colleague Bonnie Berman. Bonnie, it's our Thursday food and dining extravaganza. It's finally arrived. We've been doing this with Linda and Fred Tasker for close to 16 years, at least 16 years in January. It's certainly been a big part of Topical Currents and a big part of our output from the studio.
And it's very popular. People always talk about that, food and dining.
And Linda Gassenheimer is in the studio. That's the Linda Gassenheimer. And we seek the support of those listeners who've yet to make a pledge to the station. We particularly want those who recognize the importance of supporting our regional programming offerings. They give WLRN a distinct South Florida flavor. Speaking of flavors, Linda, we'll learn about the sacred pairings of wines with food. Sometimes I'm a little intimidated at a restaurant. Should I be?
No, Joe. No? I can't imagine you're intimidated.
I'm easily intimidated.
So look, great food, wonderful wine, paired together. Doesn't that sound like a wonderful plan? Learning how to do it, that's what we need. And today we have some people here to help us. We have Peter Schnebly. He's the owner of Schnebly Winery. And that's right here in South Florida. And he's here to tell us how he makes his wine. So welcome, Peter Schnebly.
Thanks for inviting me, Linda.
Great. Oh, please. You filled the studio with your wonderful wine. You're very welcome. And to pair food with his wine is Chef Virgil Brandel from Atrio at the Conrad Miami Hotel. And he's very welcome because he's brought food. Chef Brandel, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What's the ethnicity there?
Virgil? Let's guess.
Can you guess?
French.
Could be.
Oh, my. Well, also with us, of course, is our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. You can read Fred's wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes columns in the Miami Herald. And you can also read his wine column that's now in Saturday food section of the Miami Herald. Hi, Fred. This is your happy day.
It is. It's an all-wine program. What more can I ask? You guys are going to talk about pairing wine with Peter's wine, or pairing food with Peter's wine. So I'm going to talk about pairing wine and food in general.
Okay, sounds good to me. Well, let's start right away with Peter Schnebly. First of all, you created a winery in Homestead. So why did you pick Homestead for your winery?
Well, it didn't work that way, which was first the egg or the chicken. Well, the first thing that happened was we are farmers. And we're growing tropical fruits, and the fruit that was blemished that we could not use for the fresh market, we didn't have any use for it, and a good friend of mine, Bill Wagner, came down to visit. He said, why don't you make wine out of those fruits? By the way, they happen to be the ripest, the juiciest fruit that we were just either selling for salvage prices or throwing away. So it was more out of necessity that we started the winery, and it's been 9 years ago, almost 10 years.
So you're making it with fruit? But not grapes.
There is not one grape in anything we do.
That's Fred.
Fred, are you pushing papers around
noise,
there?
I'm sorry.
Fred sounds like he's making some wine right there in Michigan.
Okay, so let's go straight away to the fact that we've got some wine here and we've got some food here. And, excuse me, so let's taste this first wine, and Chef Brandel, you're going to tell us what goes with that wine. So what's our first wine?
It's Carambola. Carambola has a nickname of starfruit.
Right, okay.
Which is, this is one of the only places in the United States that you can grow starfruit because we have to be subtropical.
Mm. And it's a little bit of bubbles in there. Just a little pétillant. Just slightly.
Slightly.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste really, really sweet.
No, it's about 1.5% residual sugar. So it's very light. We did not overpress the fruit. We used to overpress it a little bit. We got some of that astringent taste to it. But last 2 years, we changed the way we make the wine, and I just love the way this wine came out.
Right. Chef Brandel, I don't know where to start. We've got so much wonderful food here. What would you serve with this Carambola?
You're right. It's a little bit fizzy.
So oh, yes, thank
would,
you.
I would have a nice local Florida red snapper with a nice green papaya and mango.
So we have here, we're going to taste it together, and we have, yeah. you've sauteed the snapper, right?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things on top of it, so tell us what there is and why that would go with the wine.
So on the top of it, it would go with the wine because it is a fruit, you know, we got a green papaya, we got our mango that's mixed together like a to form a...
And it's all shredded.
Like a slow, yeah. It's yeah. like mm-hmm. shredded like a slow.
Yeah, like and a slaw.
Yeah, like
yeah,
a slaw.
I'm going to just translate a little bit.
Okay, sorry. Sorry for my accent.
No, it's wonderful. We love it. Okay. It's très charmant. All right.
Thank you.
Peter, now this is your wine, mm-hmm. Carambola, and we're tasting the snapper with it. What do you think?
I haven't had a chance to taste it yet.
Well, go ahead. What are you waiting for?
It sounds great.
Chewing, I wanted to know, do I understand correctly that you have decided to concentrate on dry fruit wines rather than sweet ones because you think that makes the whole operation more, I don't know, legitimate or something?
Mm. Well, you told him while he's chewing, and now you asked him a question.
That's right. That's when he pauses to chew is when I can get a word in, see?
Yeah, okay. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, Chef, I think it's a perfect pairing.
Yeah, I think it goes well together. It's not too sweet. It goes perfectly.
You know, we did this, about 10 minutes ago out in the lobby here, and it's a beautiful pairing. So I think what we got is we've got the texture of the fish and the lightness of the fish and the papaya.
Uh-huh.
And a starfruit's not a heavy wine.
No.
And Fred, what we did was we finished it with about 1.5% residual sugar. So some of the wines that we have are up around 3 or 4%.
Uh-huh. So can I just, novice here, okay? When you say 3% residual sugar,
Sorry.
Does that mean how much alcohol there is? Or what does that mean?
A good friend of ours, Barry Gump, told us a word that I use every day, and that's called off dry.
All right.
So and dry is zero. In other words, bone dry, no sugar at all left in the wine.
But what kind of wine would that be?
Many cabs.
Cabernet, okay, yep. Right, yeah.
And so this has just a little bit. And when you have a little bit, it brings back the fruit that it came from. So every wine that's dry, if you notice when it's dry, it doesn't taste like the fruit it came from. You imagine other things. So if you took a Cabernet and you added a little bit of residual sugar, the grape would come back. Mm-hmm.
I think Barry Gump says that the threshold for human perception of sweetness is at about 1%. So if you have 1.5, that's just a tiny bit of sweetness.
Right, right.
Okay, what were you saying, Chef?
It's not sweet at all. He's right. It's you don't have the taste of the Carambola coming first.
Mm-hmm. No, and that was a surprise for me because I thought, oh my goodness, it's going to be too sweet.
Yeah,
and
too.
As you say, it's a little pétillant, a little bit fizzy, and it mm-hmm. kind of cleans your tongue a little bit. So that's really nice. With this Carambola wine, you have something else here. What else?
We can also pair it with, a roasted chicken as well.
So we have here a roasted chicken, and with it is something on the bottom. So what is it?
It's a barley risotto. So it's the barley. And we cook it like exactly like a risotto, like we would cook a pasta.
Also, I didn't know we could cook barley.
Yes.
Just like a, you don't have to soak it first, you just cook it that way?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, you would cook a risotto or rice, as a matter of fact.
mm-hmm.
You add the liquid and you let the barley absorb the...
Just slowly, slowly, slowly.
Slowly, slowly. It takes a good half an hour, a little bit more.
Right. And so, why did you select this one to go with the Carambola wine?
Because it reminds me of like the Carambola wine of a white wine, you know, almost a rich white wine,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I think it goes well with the.
We just have a few seconds left, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
How did you think it went with your wine?
I just had it just now, and it's perfect. Yeah,
it's perfect.
Neither meal has. I mean, it's not an overpowering dish.
No,
so it's got very light, crisp.
From fish to chicken, the wine goes perfectly.
And it goes beautifully.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, we're going to have to take a short break here. I'm talking with Peter Schnebly from Schnebly Winery and Chef Virgil Brandel from the Atrio at the Conrad Miami Hotel. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we'll take a short break. Bonnie?
Yes, we're going to take a short break to remind you that this is our fall membership campaign. In fact, tomorrow is the last day of our fall membership campaign. So we ask you to please step up, and as Joe said, if you've been procrastinating until now, now would be the time to make that contribution at 866-247-9576. That's 866-247-WLRN or WLRNradio.org, just a couple of clicks.
And of course, we have some special offers.
We want
to go over those. Mr. Schnebly has generously offered for winery tours, and that's the, if I'm right, Mr. Schnebly, the southernmost winery in the United States.
Isn't that a neat thing to be able to say?
Down in Homestead, yeah.
Yep.
Tell us more about it.
Well, you know, we're just west of Homestead, so we're out in the middle of no place, about 30 miles from Miami International Airport. We're on 30 acres. We have 20,000 square foot of tiki huts. Our grand tasting room resembles a southern plantation style with a wraparound porch. The whole property has different fruits being grown on it that we're expanding now. We just picked up another 10 acres that we're going to expand what we grow that you can see. And it's just a place that you would go and relax. The family.
You know, I've
been
to Peter's Winery, and it's as fancy as anything you'll find in California. It's a great place for weddings. And it's just an interesting place to go through.
Well, the Schnebly Winery is offering an exclusive tour on Saturday, January 10th of course, 2015. It'll consist of a wine and cheese reception with WLRN on-air personalities. Joe, are you going to be there, 7 p.m.?
I hope so.
Okay,
I hope to be there. And I've been invited.
Okay, and yes, of course, whoa. Linda's coming.
Can't wait.
We'll get a VIP tour led by the owner, Peter Schnebly, starting at 8 p.m., music and dancing at the winery after the tour, an additional winery gift and goodie bag.
Bonnie, do you think Joe will dance with us?
With my back history, I'm not sure. That's a very
well,
much a wait
this
and
is a
see
wonderful,
proposition.
Wonderful thing for Peter Schnebly to do for us. And what kind of pledge do you have? Is it?
It's $20 a month on our sustainer plan, or a one-time pledge of $240, and you can join us on the tour. So we'll hope you'll take advantage of that. And the number to sign up to take advantage of this really wonderful offering to get an exclusive tour of the Schnebly Winery and Homestead for $240 or $20 a month is 866-247-9576, 866-247-WLRN, or you can get the tour and sign up online at WLRNradio.org.
And Bonnie, you know, we do this program every week, the food and dining, and people love it, and we love it. We love doing it. People say to me, oh, you're having such a good time doing it. But what we need for you to do now is to pledge during this program to show us how much you like this program, how much you want this local food and wine to be on air. So please pledge now, because this is the last time you can pledge for the program.
That's right. We know Topical Currents tomorrow, so this is your last opportunity to show your support for Topical Currents now.
And I doubt if any other station in the country is talking about wine that's produced in a subtropical climate from fruits.
Carambola, in right. this case. Okay, but that's not all. There are a couple of more things. First of all, we're looking for 27 more friends of WLRN's Topical Currents to step up and be counted and get this great offer of the wine tour with WLRN staff on Saturday, January the 10th, and at 7 o'clock p.m., 866-247-9576, $240 or $20 a month. But there's more. You're also going to get entered into the drawing for the $2,500 Apple gift card, which ends at 7 p.m. That's it. This is your the time is running out. That's just about less than 6 hours from now. But there's more, right, Joe, that they get?
Well, we also had the Wine Spectator magazine. And it's a one-year subscription available with any pledge of $120 or more. I suppose if you are an enophile, you'd like to have that sent to your home each and every month.
You
correct,
know,
Fred?
Fred, are you there?
Fred.
Fred. Okay, what I wanted to say about the Wine Spectator, I had a friend who wanted to start collecting some wines and didn't know what wines to do, and they said, go to the Wine Spectator, read and read and read, because that'll give you the information and knowledge to start buying wines. So if you make that pledge, you'll get that Wine Spectator magazine one-year subscription.
Yeah, the Wine Spectator is the standard in the industry. You can really do well by reading that.
Okay,
so just wrapping up, because we're going to go back to the program, but the number again to get the Schnebly Winery Tour on January 10th, Saturday, starting at 7 o'clock, $20 a month, on our sustainer plan are $240. Get entered into the drawing for the $2,500 Apple gift card and get a subscription for 1 year to Wine Spectator magazine. All that can be yours with one simple click at WLRNradio.org or when you call us at 866-247-9576. And thanks.
In Miami-Dade, there are almost 4,000 children in foster care. Many abused and neglected children go to court alone, with no one there to be their voice. You can change that by becoming a guardian ad litem volunteer. Details at weareguardians.org.
Described as bold and daring, Israel's most beloved dance company, Bat Sheva, comes to the Arch Center October 25th and 26th. The Washington Post calls them engaging and beautiful. Celebrating their landmark 50th year, this Miami exclusive will feature Deca Dance, their ever-changing collage set to an eclectic range of music from all around the world. Bat Sheva Dance Company, two nights only. Information at 305-949-6722 or archcenter.org.
The second annual Miami International Children's Film Festival runs this weekend at the Gable Cinema, featuring global art house films for kids, workshops, parties, and talks with visiting filmmakers. Details at GableCinema.com.
And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And we're talking with Peter Schnebly. He's the owner of Schnebly Winery, right here in South Florida. He's been telling us about his wine and his wine tours. And also with us is Chef Virgil Brandel, from Atrio at the Conrad Miami Hotel. And he's brought this wonderful food and talking about how it's paired with Peter Schnebly's wines. And I think it's wonderful that the two of you are working together, because Peter didn't know, Chef, what you were going to be bringing, but he's agreeing with what you're saying. And by the way, I just want to say there's only a few places left for that wine tour. Is that right?
No. I don't know how many places are left from the wine tour. We're still looking for 26 friends of WLN to sign up as sustaining members.
Anyway, sign up right away because you'll be able to go on that wine tour. But let's go back to the food and wine pairing. Now, I have another wine in front of me. What do I have here, Peter?
This is our Guavino.
Guavino, mm-hmm. Made with guava?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, basically, you know, Fred, when we had the guava, we had that for maybe 6 or 7 years, and I realized I really would like to have a wine that was a little bit lighter for the fish and seafood and, you know, many of the dishes we have down here in South Florida. And so what we did was we lightened it up a little bit. The residual sugar is about the same as the carambola, about 1.5. But the guava nose just
I was going to say, with the carambola, I couldn't taste. Well, carambola is not a strong flavor anyway, but the guava, yeah. You really taste the guava.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So Chef, yes. We've got some food here. We've got some churrasco.
Yeah, grilled skirt steak with a chimichurri.
Uh-huh. And what did you think that would go with the guavino?
The guavino would go well, I believe, with the sliced prosciutto or the cold cut charcuterie plates.
All right, so you've got some in front of you. There's cheese and prosciutto and some salami. And I tasted the cheese with this guavino before, and it really was wonderful together. So, Peter, what do you think? He's busy eating. Okay.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's and that's exactly what we were trying to do with that wine when we developed this wine from the guava. It pairs perfectly with light dishes, not overpowering stuff.
Yeah, no, it's true. I thought the wine was going to be really sweet, but it's not at all. Mm-hmm. So it goes with a wide variety of food. You know, cured meat.
Almost like Mediterranean.
Yes, exactly. That's the mm-hmm.
Peter, do I understand that this is a rosé wine?
No, it's a white. So what we did was we didn't have, there's no color whatsoever to it.
Uh-huh.
It looks almost really like a white Sauvignon, would you say?
Looks like Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, thanks.
What a relief that is.
That was Joe Cooper. Thank you, Joe Cooper.
That was good,
Joe
Fred.
Cooper, wine critic.
That's good, Fred, though.
Now, compare this to the carambola. The carambola is an amber color, mm-hmm. I would say. So you're busy eating again?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't be sorry.
Chef did a great job here. Yeah, you know, the carambola that we use, it has a golden color to it.
Uh-huh.
And so when we make the wine, that color comes out.
With the skin from the starfruit carambola.
Yeah, and even the meat. The meat is a golden color uh-huh. many times that we use it from. It's a very yellow starfruit. the guava, if you look at the inside of the guava, has just a light pink to it. So we fermented pretty quickly, and we ended up with this color. And it does great. It's probably my favorite wine that we make.
Okay. And this is something that's happening in the studio that I rarely see, because when we have a lot of chefs come in, they bring food. They don't eat. Chef Virgil has been eating the food right away. I just saw you sneaking
more. I'm enjoying with the
He's
wine.
He's enjoying it with the wine.
I'm really surprised.
Good for you. Good for you.
So, this Tarasco steak or the skirt steak with the seasoning, would that go with either one of these wines, Chef?
Yeah, well, we think so, yeah. I appreciate it as it is. So
as it is. You've been drinking it with the guavino.
Yes.
Now, Peter Schnebly, you have other flavored wines. What
sure.
are they?
We've got mango, because we grow a lot of mangoes. We have over 350 varieties of mangoes we grow here in South Florida. We have passion fruit, which is a very different mm-hmm. wine, not like any other wine.
Well, passion
I've ever
fruit's
had.
A very strong,
very strong
tropical flavor.
Yeah, very tart fruit.
Uh-huh. So do you have to put sugar in? I mean,
yes, we do. We have to counterbalance it because it's uh-huh. just a little bit too tart. So it ends up being a sweet wine, but you don't notice the sweetness because of the high acidity in it as much. But Fred, you've had it before. You know,
I have.
Very different wine.
It's very nice. I like it.
Peter, with this rather extended rainy season we seem to be having, how does that affect your operation?
You know, the beauty of what we grow is this is all tropical fruit. They love wet.
Mm.
You know, this is not an issue. So unlike grapes that either want it to be, you know, a little bit wetter during the spring and really dry during the summer and then a dry fall, you know, we can experience tropical rains all season. It's fine. If it dries out a little bit, it's fine. We really don't have an issue at all with getting the consistent sugars or acid in any of the fruits that we make.
So you're not having to sprinkle as much.
We don't have to worry about anything. It is, we're so lucky.
Peter, you make some sparkling wines as well, do you not?
Yeah, we make a sparkling lychee that is probably one of our most famous wines we do. We make a Grand Reserve that is from starfruit, and we also have the sparkling passion that, you know, very, very refreshing wine, the passion fruit sparkling.
Are they sweet or dry?
The Carambola is dry, and the other two are a little bit sweeter. So you do have a lychee experience with the uh-huh. sparkling lychee, yes.
Do you make red wines as well?
We actually do make some red wines, but I'll be honest with you. What we do is we use a little bit of grape skin coloring, which is the same thing. It's made from grape skins, and it's the same thing that the people use in California, so we didn't invent it.
So mm-hmm. You mean it comes in a bottle?
It's a powder.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep. And so we use that, and basically it lets us set a color. And we just do that because we have all white wines, basically. We don't uh-huh. have any red wines. But the acidity of the guava and the acidity of the passion fruit lends itself to say, wow, this is kind of a bold wine.
So now that you have this winery going mm-hmm. and all, and it first started because you had fruit that was rotting or wasn't pretty or you couldn't sell it.
It was blemish, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now do you have to grow fruit to go with your wines, to make your wines because you're doing so much?
Well, we have a packing house. We own a company called Fresh King, and we've had it for 20 years. And so Fresh King has many growers, and they bring their fruits into us. And so we're kind of fortunate that we have these fruits coming off that, again, are really in peak to eat. But you can't ship it to any supermarket. You can't ship it to a Publix because it doesn't have any shelf life. And so even though it's the best piece of fruit you could ever eat, mm-hmm. typically we're selling it for 10 cents on a dollar or we're throwing it away.
I see. Oh. Okay. Now, Chef Brondale, you brought us some other food. Now, I tasted a pasta, and that pasta was so delicious. And I said, it's got lemon on it. But you said what was in it?
Extra virgin olive oil infused with lemon.
So you buy the olive oil with the lemon flavor in
yes.
it.
Yes.
And who would have thought to put that with
with
a tomato
ourselves.
Sauce, but that lemony flavor came through.
Yeah, it's just to have to spice up the dish a little bit.
Right.
Completely revive it.
So what would you serve that with? We only have about a minute left here. I mean, what wine? What do you think the wine would go with? The tomato sauce and the lemony flavor? Do you think it would go with the...
Definitely. We tested it earlier.
With the carambola and the guavina?
Yeah.
It would go with
yeah, even
one.
The guavina. Those wine goes with everything. Well, if you have a if you do a barbecue, all those kind of food.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Peter Schnebly from the Schnebly Winery and Chef Virgil Brandel. If you can't tell that he's from France, he's also from the Atrio at the Conrad Miami Hilton Hotel. And we're going to just take a short break here, and we'll be back with more.
Okay, and in that short break, we are looking to hear from 23 more listeners of Topical Currents to sign up and become sustaining members of WLRN. It's fall member. It's our fall membership campaign. It's ends tomorrow, but this is the last Topical Currents that you'll be hearing during the membership campaign, so we'd like you to support it, 23 of you to be exact, and we have lots of reasons. Let me just give you the number, and then you can choose the amount, 1-866-247-WLRN. That's 1-866-247-9576, or sign up online at WLRNradio.org.
If one is interested in the pairings of fine wine and fine food, perhaps they may be one of our angels and be someone who would like to join our circle of friends. Circle, our organization, it's a group of donors who make a special and significant impact in funding for WLRN. It's called the Circle of Friends again. It's a great place if you're a business person to network, because a lot of movers and shakers in Miami-Dade and Broward and even in the Florida Keys belong to that. You get special discounts, and you get invited to a concert every month here in the studio with Ed Bell and the Arts Beat. And also, Bonnie, you'll have to tell me about this boombox in a thimble. I haven't seen this thing. Are you pulling my leg?
No, it's very cool. It looks just like that. It's this little teeny boombox, but it's a Bluetooth speaker that can be attached to any one of your devices, your smartphone, your tablet, or any other gadget, and it provides this unbelievable listening experience. So to be a Circle of Friends member, what does that require?
$1,200 contribution on the sustainer or a one-in-kind.
Okay, so sustainer program would be $100 a month, and or $1,200 or more.
This Bluetooth thing, you can't turn it around and make it a microphone.
I don't know. I haven't tried. But can you imagine all the good you could do by becoming a Circle of Friends member? You can come in and sit in on a Topical Currents, a food and dining,
for
example.
Yeah, we forgot to tell about that. Go ahead.
We invite you to come with a friend and sit in on a Topical
Perhaps
Currents.
Perhaps a son or daughter who's interested in communications, ready for college.
Right.
And maybe they'd like to come and eat.
And maybe they would like to come and eat on a Thursday. You could do that. You could also, becoming a Circle of Friends member, get the Schnebly Winery Tour, which is being held Saturday, January 10th for WLRN listeners and on-air personalities. We'll be there. Starts at 7 p.m. That you can also get for a pledge of $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240. But that would be included when you become a Circle of Friends member, and you get the year subscription to a Wine Spectator, and you get entered into a drawing for a $2,500 Apple gift card, which ends at 7 tonight.
And you can sit in the control room while we do Topical Currents. And Bonnie Berman is going to give you her parking place.
866-247-9576.
That's a major give around here.
866-247-9576. The number to support regional and local programming on WLRN, or you can do it easily and swiftly online with a click at WLRNradio.org. Whatever the amount, every contribution helps. If it's within your means to give it $100 a month, that is wonderful. We'd love to have you. But $5 a month will do just fine. Looking for 23 of you to sign up as sustaining members in the next 25 minutes. But there are so many reasons. The main reason is because you appreciate the programming and you want to support it, and you are our greatest source of funding here
and
at WLRN.
I would love to meet them on this wine tour. For $240 for the station, you're getting public radio, you're getting food and dining, but you're also getting to have a fun evening.
And you're getting wine.
And you're getting wine, and this is the southernmost winery in the United States. And Peter Schnebly is here with us, and he's offering this to you. Music and dancing, a VIP tour, wine and cheese reception at 7 p.m. With Linda Gassenheimer, and Joe and I will be there. So please make your contribution. The important thing is, and you'll feel great about it, thank you, Stephen in Miami, and Joe in Miami, Stephanie in Miami. Hey, and there is Molly in Fort Lauderdale, William in Pompano Beach. Please join them, and we're going to go back to the program. We encourage you to please make your contributions during the program. 866-247-9576, 866-247-WLRN, or online, it's WLRN.org. Waiting to hear from you.
You can celebrate the fall harvest this Sunday at the Deering Estate at Cutler with family activities, photos next to the vintage International Harvester truck, historic tours, and traditional harvest crafts for kids. Details at DeeringEstate.org.
We're funded by WLRN members and by Best Roofing, hosting the second annual Trunk or Treat extravaganza this Saturday, October 18th, inviting families to a safe trick-or-treat at Best Roofing, 1600 Northeast 12th Terrace, Fort Lauderdale. Information at bestroofing.net.
On Saturday, October 25th, everyone can experience a day in the life of an MBA student at Florida Atlantic University. You can get insight into the executive and professional MBA programs, meet the MBA team, and network with faculty and current students during lunch. There will be a lecture with the founders of Barefoot Wine, Michael Houlihan, and Bonnie Harvey, and attendees will receive a signed copy of their New York Times bestselling book, The Barefoot Spirit, all on October 25th. More information is available at faumba.com.
We're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Peter Schnebly, owner of Schnebly Winery, right here in South Florida. He's been telling us about his wine and his wine tours, and he's offered these tours as part of a pledge. I mean, very exciting. And also with us is Chef Virgil Brandel. He's from Atrio at the Conrad Miami Hotel. He's been talking about pairing food with Peter's wines. And guess what? We've had the food and the wine here. And
we've done very well today.
Yes, we have. And we've been learning about pairing the two together. But now it's dinner and minutes time. And so for this today's dinner and minutes, it's a cumin chili crusted snapper with tomato rice. And it's a simple Latin meal. And I kind of picked this one with some spices because I thought maybe, Chef and Peter, you might tell me if this is going to go with your wines. But what you do is you take some fresh snapper, and I coated it with a mixture of ground cumin and chili powder, a little bit of flour, and then you coat the fish like that, and then you dip the fish into some egg white and then back into the spice mixture, and just saute it about 4 minutes aside, and it's done. Very simple. And by the way, when I was making this the other day, I had leftover, and it was really, really good the next day, just at room temperature. So that's nice to know. Great for maybe a picnic. Now for the tomato rice, I cook the white rice in a large pot of boiling water, just similar to how you make pasta, for about 7 minutes. And then I added to that boiling water some green bell pepper sliced, cooked it for another 3-4 minutes, and I drained it. And what I do when I'm making the pasta is I leave a couple of tablespoons of water, cooking liquid, in the pot. And to that I add some olive oil and some diced canned tomatoes. And then the rice, and toss it all together, a little salt and pepper. Very simple recipe. You can see this recipe and a photo on my website, dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. So Fred Tosca, tell us a little bit more about food wine pairing, and then you can tell me if you can pair the wines with this dinner.
Oh, sounds good to me. Well, when it comes to pairing wine with food, my number one rule is simple. Drink what you like. Don't drink something you don't like just because some supercilious wine writer like me tells you to. Although that said, there are some general guidelines to wine food pairings that work for me as long as you don't take them too seriously. Red wine with red meat, you've always heard, and white wine with white meat is a pretty good rule of thumb. Although there are big exceptions, there are red wines that go nicely with fish. But not all red wines and not all fish. It means light-bodied reds like Pinot Noir with powerfully flavored fatty fish like salmon, tuna, or swordfish or something like that. And, of course, I've been to wine dinners in which champagne is served with everything from the fish course to the meat course to the dessert. True champagne lovers say that the more powerful bubblies like the Blanc de Noir and that sort of thing are perfect with a big grilled New York strip. So that's fine. You like it, you drink it.
Yeah, Fred, you know, yeah. You know where Chef Virgil's from?
From Champagne, I heard
He's
you
from
say.
Champagne.
Yeah.
So yeah. He must be your best
Vive
friend.
Vive la Champagne.
From Champagne, yeah. So yeah. It's true what you're saying. It's true. We're drinking champagne with everything.
Sounds good to me. I wouldn't mind doing that myself, except yeah. There's so many other wonderful wines out there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But
you know, another principle is that if you have a spicy dish like Linda's cumin chili crusted snapper, mm-hmm. a wine with a little bit of sweetness would go well with that. So some of Peter's wines that have 1.5% residual sugar might be a very nice match for that today's dish. And, of course, another rule of thumb is to pair wine and food in terms of power. Powerful red wines with powerful red meats and delicate red wines with lighter red meat. So if you have a powerful Cabernet Sauvignon or Barolo or something like that, it would go very nicely with the beef roast, while veal might be better to go with a lighter Pinot Noir. And the same thing with the
Fred,
white wines.
Fred, Chef is sitting here nodding his head yes, so you're
oh,
all right.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it.
Okay, good.
And the same thing applies to white wines. If you have my Christmas Eve lobster pot pie that Linda has helped me develop.
You mean the phantom
the
pot
The one
pie.
That he's never let us taste, right. Okay.
Yeah, that's got heavy cream, butter, and sherry, so you'd better get a big, fat, oaky California Chardonnay or something like that. But then if you have a simple grilled mahi-mahi filet, that might go better with a light-bodied French Muscadet or something like that. The most important point here is, though, that you should take notes. If you have a pairing that you really like, write it down. And in a year or two, you'll have your own wine and food pairing book.
Sounds good. It sounds good. You know, I'm listening to the foods that have been suggested to go with Peter's wines, and I'm thinking to myself something that you've always told me, Fred, and that is you should drink wines that are made in an area. You should eat the foods that are in that area to go with the wines. And so I'm thinking, well, we have a lot of Latin-flavored foods, and they would go right with your wines, Peter.
I agree. And really, the seafood and the fish is a no-brainer. You know, everything that we have down here, we take out of the ocean, goes with these two wines that we just were drinking today. And I think that's a perfect example. You said where you are and what they harvest from there, you know, whether it's meat or fish or whatever, normally goes well with the wines.
How about something like suckling pig?
You know, absolutely. Absolutely. And obviously the Cubans like a little bit of pig down here.
Oh, yes.
and Chef's nodding his head, nodding away.
No, yeah, suckling pig would go well with that.
Yeah, we actually had a great marinade that we did for a New Year's Eve dinner one year, and we used the guava wine with sour orange, and that's what we used as the marinade for the pig. And we roasted 5 pigs out there. And
wow.
It was just... the marinade was so good when you got done, you almost wanted to drink the marinade.
Peter, do you find a lot of people cooking with your wine?
Yeah. You know, it was the first thing that people would say. I guess they always assumed that the wines were a little bit sweeter. And so a lot of people, you know, they started right off with cooking with the wines. I know Chef Dewey LaSasa was an early fan and still is a big fan of cooking with our wines. Chef Allen embraced our wines, both cooking and drinking the wines. And yeah, Fred, it was you know, some of the chefs early on really loved embracing that.
Right, and so where can we buy these wines if we want to buy them, Peter?
Well, I guess we're fortunate that Publix has supported us all these years, mm-hmm. almost from day one. Southern Wine and Spirits distributes our wine. So if you're a restaurant or you're a retailer out there, you can call up your Southern rep, but Publix, Walmart carries all of our wines now. Total Wines carries the wines, and
so it sounds to me like your winery is doing more business than perhaps your fruit.
Possibly. Yeah. I mean, the revenue on the fruit is higher, but you know, as far as you know, what goes to the bottom line, the winery's doing well. I mean, we're very blessed.
Okay.
Peter, can you send your wine around the country by FedEx and that sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, they changed the laws, I think, probably about 7 or 8 years ago that allow us to do direct shipping. And so we're actually right now renewing many of the states that we have to ship to for the holidays. The holidays is a great time for us to sell our wines all over the country. And so I think there's about 38 states that we'll be registered with that you can ship to.
Okay. That's tremendous.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I just wanted to make an announcement that I hadn't done before, and that's if you're thinking about good food that happens to be good for you too, there's a food festival in Miami this week, and it's called Seed Miami. That's S-E-E-D. And it's a celebration of plant-based cuisine, spirits, craft beer, and fine wine. There are events tonight, there's an event tomorrow night, and Saturday there's an all-day festival in Midtown with food sampling, a farmer's market, a beer garden, cooking demonstrations, and much more. Wow, it sounds like a lot going on. For more information, go to seedfoodandwine.com. And that promises to be really a lot of fun. But I'm looking at this beer garden there, and Peter Schnebel, you told me you started making beer.
Yeah, you know, my mentor is a guy named Bill Wagner from New York State, and Bill started his winery, and within about 5 or 6 years, he realized that the wife was very happy to go to the winery, but sometimes the husband was a little reluctant. So he started a brewery, and that was back 20 years ago. And so we started our brewery 3 years ago. It's called Miami Brewing Company. And it's really taken off. We've done really well with it. We really embrace the local flavor. So we have a coconut beer. We have a mango wheat beer. Mm. So we try to stay true to where we are.
Now, is this made with grain, barley, and wheat and that sort of thing with a little fruit added or what?
Yes, exactly. You know, we're actually trying to develop a tropical barley so that we could grow it as a cover crop down here as farmers.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay, and you've got something here on the sitting on the table here, and I have no idea what these ceramic-looking ladies are.
These are tap handles, and we did pin-up style as our look for the tap handles. So very retro, old-fashioned Miami, something you see out of the 40s and the 50s, maybe the 60s. So we got Miami Vice IPA is our IPA. We have Shark Bait is a mango wheat beer. We've got Big Rock Coconut Blonde Ale. It has a big fishing rod on it. And then we have, what is our last one? Oh, Gator Tail, brown ale.
Okay. So the next one you're going to make is going to be a male pinup, right?
Oh, what? Yeah.
A male pinup.
That's a good point.
Bonnie
that's
and I
good
thought
point.
Perhaps that would be a
yes,
PC.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Even though they didn't
and
have
And by the
male
way, there is a festival this week. Grovetoberfest is this week. And it's a celebration. All the local breweries are going to be in Coconut Grove.
Okay, sounds great. Lots going on. Lots going on. Well, it's been really, really a tasty week. And Peter Schnebel, thank you so much for joining us and for the wonderful wines.
My pleasure. Anytime.
And don't forget, if you pledge, you can come with us to his winery tour. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Maybe I'll have the first dance with Linda.
All right. Okay, we heard this, right?
We heard
Everybody,
it.
We're going to come... Listen, if you sign up, you can come and see, and you can even take a video. That'll be interesting. Okay, Chef Virgil Brandel from Atrio at the Conrad Miami Hotel. Thank you so much. And, Chef, thanks for this wonderful food.
Thank you, and thank you, Peter.
It's
my pleasure.
Conrad is at 1395 Brickell Avenue in Miami. And Fred Tasker, your happy day. Great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Okay. Joe Cooper and Bonnie Berman, you really ate well today, wouldn't
Indeed.
You say?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And next week, we're going to be learning about another brew. We're going to be learning all about coffee, Juan Valdez. We're going to find out who is Juan Valdez.
Oh.
All right. So I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
Okay. So you can still join us now.
It's very critical. We're in our last 5 minutes here to... meet our goal.
Right, to meet our goal and to help end this fund drive successfully tomorrow. Ends tomorrow. Want to get in on the $2,500 Apple gift card? We're having the drawing at 7 tonight. Time is running out to do that. How do you do that? You make a contribution, you support your listening on WLRN, and you automatically get entered into the drawing. The number to call is 866-247-WLRN. That's 866-247-9576. Or contribute online at WLRNradio.com. www.fooddon.org. And we do have a lot of special offers on the table right now, in addition to that $2,500 Apple gift card drawing, is that you can sign up for an exclusive winery tour of WLRN listeners for January 10th. It's a Saturday, starting at 7 p.m. with wine and cheese reception with WLRN on-air personalities, and a VIP tour led by Peter Schnebley of the Schnebley Winery starting at 8 p.m. And this can be yours. There's much more, $20 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $240. And you know, what a great gift that would be to give somebody.
Oh, to have people come together.
Yes, yes.
Buy two of them.
Buy two.
And of course, January 10th in the evening, the weather's going to be great. It's going to be a really wonderful night.
And Peter says it's a moon. It'll be
moonlit tour.
A moonlit tour.
At time, the moon is out, and it's really beautiful. We'll go between the winery, and by the way, we'll do some barrel tastings inside the winery. Something special out of the tanks.
So you get beer and wine and food and the moon and music. What a deal.
And you support Topical Currents and WLRN, and you feel good about it, and you get Wine Spectator magazine, which you get for any as a bonus gift in addition to anything else you get when you pledge $10 a month or $120. And what else? You help us end this fun drive
successfully. There's a drawing for this. That looks fantastic. What is it, $2,500?
Yes.
For an Apple gift card?
Yes. And how the drawing.
And aren't they coming out with their new iPads today or something?
Today.
Yeah.
Today.
Wow.
Yes.
So, yeah.
$2,500 will go a long way. It'll get you
and
the new iPad.
Anybody who calls up can be part of this drawing.
That's correct. Who calls up and makes their contribution. No donation necessary, I will say that. But, you know, look inside your heart. How much do you depend on WLRN? And then you ask, is it worth $10 a month or $20 a month on our sustainer plan and get this wine tour? You'll be going to, I mean, it's one thing to go to Napa and Sonoma and go on wine tours, which I do quite a bit. But it's another thing to do it right here at home in Homestead.
Exactly. And people listen to our program. I have people telling me that they have to run out and get something to eat when they're listening to our Topical Currents program, or they're stuck in the driveway waiting for the program to be over. Show us that you support this program, Topical Currents. Bonnie and Joe spend so much time every week. I can't believe how many books they have to read every week. All I have to do is eat, correct?
That's true. But you do a lot of preparation, and a lot goes into each of your shows, Linda. You do a lot to make them work and to get the people, and, you know, we ask you to support that with a pledge to show your thanks, your appreciation. 866-247-9576, 866-247-WLRN, or pledge online at WLRNradio.org. Looking for 15 fans of Topical Currents and WLRN to step up and be counted.
And there's also an elite group of donors who make a special and significant impact into WLRN. That group is called the Circle of Friends. If you're an angel, if you're a mover and shaker, if you like to get great business contacts and networking, you can join with a contribution of $1,200 or more. That's a $100 a month on the sustainer plan. You get to go to 12 concerts, live broadcast concerts here at the station. Also, any kind of NPR figure who comes into town, you're probably going to meet them. And also, you get the NPR boombox in the thimble. The small Bluetooth speaker can be attached to your smartphone, tablet, or any other gadget and provide an unbelievable listening experience. So if you make your Circle of Friends contribution, be sure to check out the boombox in the thimble, available exclusively to Circle of Friends members. And also, of course, you'll be getting the knowledge that you really are putting us closer and closer to that goal, because we're getting closer and closer to the end of this fall drive.
Exactly. It ends tomorrow at 7 p.m. So please do your part. You know, you can still, if you can't donate $20 a month and get the wine tour of the Schnebley Winery on January 10th or a one-time gift of $240, remember, you can always pledge $12 a month and get that Etana Emergency Radio, pick up a bonus gift of the Wine Spectator magazine, subscription for a year. There's so many reasons to act now. The pledge drive ends tomorrow, so we're really looking to hear from you at 866-247-9576. That's 866-247-9576, WLRN, the last four digits, if that's easier for you, or pledge online at WLRNradio.org. Still looking for 15 fans. And
especially new members, too.
New members, existing
and
members.
And support local programming. That's what we really want. It makes us special.
It does. It gives our station a unique flavor.
Yes, exactly.
And thanks for tuning in this hour. We especially thank those who've shown support by making a pledge either by phone or online.
866-247. You still have, Joe has the longest close in history. You still have 2 minutes to make your contribution or do it online at WLRNradio.org.
Our producer was Richard Ive, technical direction from Michael Stock. Bonnie, maybe I'll dance with you first.
Oh, Linda,
excuse me.
I'm sorry.
At the winery dance,
Bonnie,
wine tasting.
I think you and I will both dance with Joe.
I think both dance with Joe.
How do you like that?
Well, I'll figure that out between now and January 15th.
10th.
Whatever. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, it's Ed Bell and the South Florida Arts Beat. Monday's topical currents will delight pet enthusiasts. All listeners, actually, will speak with well-known veterinarian and animal behavioralist Dr. Vint Verga. After having worked with and loving animals for decades, he's convinced they have souls. Bonnie agrees.
Absolutely.
I'm certain. Dr. Vint Verga will tell us why. Remember that number. You can be a late pledger, 1-866-247-9576. You can try the easy way, perhaps, or easier for you, WLRNradio.org, and thread your way to make a pledge. You can still get our offerings.
Yes, the wine tour. January 10th at the Schnebly Winery, a Saturday night with WLRN personalities, a wine and cheese reception, so much more, a wine tour right in your home state, in Homestead. $240 or $20 a month. 866-247-WLRN. 866. Waiting to hear from 15 of you still, and you still have another minute.
We can make that 15.
We can. Takes just your call to 866-247-WLRN or WLRNradio.org.
It's very easy, especially if you've never been a member before. Now is the time to do it and help support regional and local programs that you hear only on WLRN, nowhere else. This is Joseph Cooper, along with my friend and colleague, Bonnie Berman, and of course, Linda Gassenheimer. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next on 91.3.